Time now for Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen. Here is LaVon with today's program.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Emily Kringle.
Good morning, LaVon. Another nice day.
It is. And Emily, of course, is the head of food at the Cass County Memorial Hospital, but she's also a member of the Cass County Food Policy Council. So, Emily, we want to talk about a really fun night that's happening tomorrow night.
Yes, this is kind of the final of three series, Produce in the Park, or the Third Thursday of the Park. It's concert, food, produce, crafts, activities, just a whole lot of different things, with the main purpose of just having an activity in town, but also bringing food in another venue to people.
And, you know, as I know you've traveled around the United States, I've visited a couple of farmers markets and other places. It's a really big deal when you talk about farmers markets.
It is. Across the country, it's big, but I think Iowa wins the prize for the most farmers markets.
Population, I think it is. But yes, there are lots of them. And they certainly vary from a very small venue to, hey, let's go out and have some fun, that there's a lot of stuff going on in addition to buying great produce. Now, talk just a little bit, before we talk about all the good free stuff and stuff you can purchase, talk just a little bit about the Cass County Food Policy Council and its involvement here.
Okay. Well, the Food Policy Council's goals or mission is to provide local foods more to people, to offer them to people for them to see. So we kind of got into this because we wanted another place for local food to be available, especially vegetables. And it just seems that our grandmothers told us vegetables were good for us, but it just provides another opportunity to see those. So we've kind of partnered with the chamber and piggybacked on things to work together on this.
Yeah, people who come to hear the music can come a little early, have their evening meal. I think, you know, a lot of people eat out, take fast food home. Hey, you can be in the park, and it sounds like the weather's going to be great. So you can be in the park. You can go around to different places and pick up some food to eat. And that's sort of varied from time to time as to what's been available.
Yes, our vendors differ a little bit from time to time. On this Thursday night, the Kiwanis will be cooking sandwich meat. The Downtowner will be providing side dishes. And Sweet Joy's Shop will also be providing some food.
I've heard great things about their smoothies.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. The people really, really like those, and they use different berries or oranges or all different kinds of things.
Now, it won't be enough to provide a meal, but Jack Jensen has won several prizes for grilling, and he's really excited about grilling up some vegetables that people can taste.
Yes, every time we've had a guest chef, and this time it's our own local Jack Jensen from Robinson Hardware that will be our chef, and he has from the very beginning talked about grilling fruits and vegetables.
Yes, so it's a way, if you say, oh, I don't know if you know, can you do that? Well, now you can taste it. You can see that he's doing it, and you can taste it, and he's going to be using fresh local produce to do that. So stop on by. And it's all right there in the park. I mean, it's all easy.
Right. we position the chef very close to the other food that you can be purchased. So they're right in the thick of things. One thing that would work well, also the Danish Countryside Winery is there. You could buy a bottle of wine and have that with your dinner.
Sure. Bring a blanket, bring your chairs, you really have a night out.
Yes.
So great fun there. And then just to make it even a little more fun, there's been some other folks added so that you could take some food home or you could take other kinds of things home.
Oh, yes. We have
pastry, pie,
bread. We've had all different sorts of things. There's going to be a jewelry crafter there this week. So all different sorts of things. We have woman that brings quilts and purses, all kinds of stuff. And it's really an evening's activity. I think you could easily spend 2 hours. We've also been privileged to have Beth Johnson, who comes and does face painting for the children or the adults. And
and that's free.
Free. Yeah. She offered vegetables the first night, fruits the second night, and she promised the children she'd be do butterflies this Thursday night. So.
And the ones that had that done before were really excited about that. But bring, you know, if you haven't been there, this is maybe the last one. We're not sure whether this will continue in September or later, but be sure to get in on it this Thursday night. That's tomorrow night. And one of the other really pluses that we need to talk about, this is a whole new thing that just happened. You can get a dollar off coupon.
Yes, the Food Policy Council under the Board of Supervisors, and I really have to thank the Board of Supervisors for being so supportive of this local food initiative, but they are a helping sponsor. We on the Food Policy Council want to know what people want as far as food, local food, and so we have a questionnaire. It's very simple, and if you fill that out, you get a coupon for a produce purchased that night from one of the vendors, and so you would use that night. We'd love to have your opinion. Hopefully, we'll get a few more people doing this, and I think it's fun to see people interacting with the vendors, asking questions about their gardens and their farms and how to use the local food. So it's an adventure. Also, this time we're going to have Laura with the conservation. And I'm not quite sure. Do you know what she's going to be?
I think she's going to bring those red wiggler worms for composting.
She has a very interesting program on composting.
And she'll be here to talk about this. But that's not just what do I always say? One-time kind of thing. She's been doing it for a long time, and I understand, and I don't want to steal any thunder from her, but I understand it's going to be done in some part in a school somewhere.
Yes, it definitely is.
So, you know, everybody can get involved with it, and it's very friendly to the environment. I mean, one of the reasons, of course, is to get rid of you can't put some things in your compost, but a lot of the waste things.
Food waste.
Yes, food waste, yes. And I know that you've been working on this too. So, you know, you stop by and you can do this at your own house, indoors or out. And why would you want to do that? Some people ask, you know, when I first heard about that, I'm not sure I want red wiggler worms in my house. It's a way, again, for composting and using that compost if you have a little garden or houseplants.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
The end result there is really a positive kind of thing. So things for the kids to do. And, of course, they can kind of just run around to have a, you know, be in the park. And I say bring your chairs, bring your blanket, whatever plan to stay. Or just come and go if you just can stop by for a few minutes
at 5 o'clock. It's all ages, from preschoolers to senior citizens have been there. We've had three different venues for entertainment, and this time it's a local, more rock band that's going to be playing.
Right. Come and enjoy the music. That's from 68. And, of course, that's been a chamber kind of thing supported by our local chamber members. Now, you know, there are several vendors. I want to go back to the mostly veggies. I'm not sure there's going to be any fruit, although it's possible that there could be some apples. There's
right.
some early apples.
Hunter Berry Farm may still have some berries. But she has wonderful berry pie that she brings.
Yes. So in addition to that, what are you thinking, Emily? What would you guess might some of the vegetables be?
Well, I would hope now we'll see more fresh tomatoes.
Yeah.
Because up until this point, I don't think there have been very many tomatoes. There, the first few times there were a lot of onions, garlic, potatoes, beets, turnips, kale. And maybe some herbs, mm-hmm. but I would see more maybe cucumbers, summer squash, zucchini, tomatoes, sort of thing.
Yeah, I'll be really surprised if there aren't tomatoes, because I've been getting a few of those. We've had a few BLTs, and what's better than a fresh homegrown tomato? And in case you want to do a little planting, you know, now is the time to plant a few things like spinach and radishes and even beet. I planted beet seeds the other day. There may be time for them to get going. And we'll have a little information about that in case you want to plant a little space or a big space and a few seeds to give away. So that will be a part of this whole thing. And Emily, it's been an adventure here to put this together.
It has been an adventure. It has been, but a very cooperative adventure. The people that have helped and pitched in, you know, the Food Policy Council, the Chamber, LaVon, you've really helped a lot. Steve Livengood has been helping. He's got his mule. He enjoys this and helps set up and help the vendors take their things back to their vehicles because it is an effort.
And community is what it's all about. Community getting it together and community to participate. Come and have a little social time.
So far, we've really done a great job of getting it set up. We've got the vendors there. We've got the entertainment there. We've got the food there. Now we need all of you people there to come and really add to the excitement.
Exactly. And so that's all happening tomorrow night, Atlantic City Park. 5 to 7 for all of the food, the vendors, and 6 to 8 for the music.
Exactly.
So come and get your evening meal and have a great time. We want to thank you very much, Emily Kringle, for being with us today.
Thank you, LaVon. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the publicity, too.
And until next time, just remember, have fun tomorrow night, Atlantic City Park.
Glad you could join us for today's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen.